Hi there, it is David Lee for the James Bond Dossier once again, and today I want to talk about the final story in this book, which is Octopussy and the Living Daylights. And originally, as I mentioned before, it was published with just two stories. Paperback edition, they added a third story, which is The Property of a Lady, and then in 2002 with this edition, was it Pan? I can't remember. Penguin. They added a fourth story, which is 007 in New York. Now, this short story was originally added to the American editions of Thrilling Cities, which was a collection of newspaper articles about Ian Fleming's favourite cities of the world, first published in the Sunday Times, collected as Thrilling Cities. And it's an interesting read. It gives you an idea of what those cities were like at the time. But he wasn't particularly positive about New York, and so he added James Bond's view of New York instead, in addition to his own, to give it a bit more of a balance for New Yorkers, basically. And anything is for me, it's rather weak. The first I saw of it, it was published online, and first of all, I wasn't actually sure whether it was really Ian Fleming or whether it was a parody of Bond. It's kind of that lightweight, but then it's got some. It's got a bit where Bond is considering going shopping in New York, and he's thinking about the best furniture to buy in New York, and then he dismisses it, saying, I don't have a garden. And it's like, well, if he doesn't have a garden, why would he even think that? It's kind of absurd. So it's not really my favourite short story, but in a way the whole thing is redeemed, because at the end of the book, Ian Fleming gives James Bond's own recipe for scrambled eggs, and it's pretty good. I've had it many, many times. Involves a lot of butter, three eggs on toast, and if you have it the same way as James Bond, then it's with pink champagne as well. So the story basically is Bond sent to New York unofficially, basically to warn somebody who is ex-Secret Service that she's having an affair with a Russian agent. I think that's basically the reason he's there. So he goes in on a pseudonym, as far as I can remember, or a false passport, and so doesn't get all the fast-track treatment which he does in other books, like Live and Let Die, I think it is. He's fast-tracked through customs. So not a brilliant story, but the scrambled eggs, as I say, does redeem it, partially at least. So that's it. That is all the short stories. That's from Octopussy and the Living Daylights. I've also got, as I've said before, I've got this edition which has all the short stories in. I'm not sure if it's available. Check on Amazon. See if you can get a copy, otherwise buy two books, or on Kindle, or however you prefer to read these things. Okay, that's it for today. jamesbonddossier.com/listen if you want the podcast. jamesbonddossier.com/watch if you want to watch the YouTube. Also on Instagram, the website, jamesbonddossier.com, or you can get my book, which is at jamesbonddrinks.com. Okay. Thanks for watching or listening. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you are. Okay, see you soon.